One of the music high points of the year on our show was Catherine Russell's performance. I consider her one of the best jazz and blues singers around, which isn't to say she's well known, she's not. She worked for years as a backup singer for Paul Simon, Steely Dan, David Bowie, and others, but for the past few years she's been performing and recording under her own name. A lot of the material she does is jazz, blues, and pop, dating back to the 1930s and 40s. Her father, Louis Russell, was a pianist, composer, and arranger, and worked as Louis Armstrong's music director in the mid-40s. Her mother, Carlene Rae, performed with the all-women's band the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. Catherine Russell came to our studio after the release of her album Strictly Romancin'. Accompanying her was guitarist Matt Munisteri, who plays on the album and served as its music director.
Everything's been done before. To share a kiss, a moment's bliss, and hear you whisper you love me. Sweetheart, it thrills as old as the hills, but it's new to me. Oh, everything's been done before. The birds that sing the song of spring, always singing above me. Yet with you, they're singing something that's new to me. Life is strange, we hate to change from what is tried and true. Although I know I'm only doing what the others do, yet it all seems new. Oh, everything's been done before. To fall in love with stars above began with Adam and Eve. But when I'm with you, I just wanna do what's been done before. Change from what is tried and true. Although I know I'm only doing what the others do, yet it all seems new. Everything's been done before. To fall in love with stars above began with Adam and Eve. But when I'm with you, I just want to do what's been done before.
That's fabulous. Thank you so much for performing that. That's Catherine Russell singing in our studio, accompanied by Matt Munisteri on guitar. Thank you so much. That's so beautiful. I love your voice so much. So I love a lot of early jazz and pop, and one of the things I love about your work is that you love that music and you bring it to life in such a beautiful and committed way.
Thank you very much.
And you know the language of it. I mean, I think a lot of singers don't have the right rhythm when they sing old songs, because they grew up with rock and they just don't feel a jazz rhythm. But you grew up with jazz.
I grew up with jazz, but I grew up with rock too. I grew up with blues. I grew up with classical. My mother had an old radio in the kitchen when I was growing up, and we used to listen to William B. Williams' Make Believe Ballroom.
On WNEW.
On WNEW,
yes.
Yeah, AM. Every morning I was listening to Ella, the Mills Brothers, Steve Lawrence, Anita Gourmet, Judy Garland, whatever, Peggy Lee, everything that was popular of the day, and before that. So that was late 50s, early 60s now. So that really, kind of formed my appreciation of phrasing, of how the people sang these tunes in those days. So I always, you know, was in the mirror with a toothbrush when I was a little girl trying to sing these songs and everything.
No, I grew up with that radio station too because my parents listened to it, and I hated it then. I hated it because I wanted to hear rock and roll.
Yeah.
But you grew up with parents who were jazz performers.
Yes.
You know, your father, the late Louis Russell, was Louis Armstrong's music director for a while. Your mother sang with the International Sweethearts of Rhythm during World War II, which is an all-women jazz band. And so did the fact that they loved the music bring the music alive for you?
Yes. My dad's music was some of the first music I ever heard in the house growing up. And my mother was so happy that I kind of took to it, you know, when I was very little, because I liked to dance and I love swing. And so, yes, I would say that their appreciation of traditional and different types of jazz kind of formed my young ears.
Were they determined to get you to love the music? Did they play you things and hope that you would love it?
No, they, you know, Mom played a lot of different things. So she's happy that I did, but she also let me listen to things that she didn't particularly like. I grew up in American Bandstand, so if there were groups on there, she never told me, oh, turn that stuff off, I hate it. Never. She always let me listen to my Led Zeppelin records loud. She let me, you know. So she, you know, got me a little stereo, and I had it, you know, the kind that you pick up. And I had that in my room when I was growing up, and she never said, turn that down, I hate it, this is terrible. She always let me listen to everything I wanted to listen to.
We're listening back to an excerpt of Catherine Russell's interview and performance. There's more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to an excerpt of the Catherine Russell concert and interview recorded last February in our studio after the release of her album Strictly Romancin'. Matt Munisteri was with her to accompany her on guitar. So I'd like you to do another song that's featured on the new album. And this one is called Romance in the Dark. And I have to say, it's a very sexy song, especially the way you sing it.
Thank you.
So tell us why you chose the song.
It's just such a, I love the blues. And I just love the pictures that the song creates with the lyric. In the dark, it's just you and I. Not a sound, baby, not one sigh, just the beat of my poor heart in the dark. In the dark, I get such a thrill when he places his fingertips upon my lips and he begs me, please be still in the dark. Oh, soon this dance will be ending, and I know, baby, you are gonna be missed. Gee, you know I'm not pretending, 'cause you know it's fun, fun to be kissed in the dark. I know we will find what the rest have left behind. So just let them dance while we find romance in the dark. Thank you. pretty baby, you are gonna be missed. Ah, honey, but gee, I'm not pretending when I tell you it's fun, fun to be kissed. Left behind, so let 'em dance while we find romance. Oh, baby, in the dark.
Whoa, Catherine Russell, it has been really very special to have you here performing today. Thank you so very much.
Well, thank you. You have no idea. It's been so special for me, and I just want to say dreams can come true. So.
And Matt Munisteri, thank you so much for being here today. Catherine Russell with Matt Munisteri on guitar, recorded in our studio last February after the release of Russell's album Strictly Romancin'. We'll close with a track from it.
Is this Harlem 77711? Hello, John. Is this you? I tried to phone you. I hope you ain't sick. But I'm checking out Mumbai. Nice to have known you. You were my big kick. But I'm checking out Mumbai. You tried no trick. You found a new chick. But I was too slick. I'm in the know, you got to go. The cake is all dough. It's too bad I bliss had to miss out like this. I'm checking out Goombay. Hey, John? Huh? Oh, no, 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 you're breaking up, baby.
You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our associate producer for online media is Nell Beschenstein. I'm Terry Gross.
But I'm checking out Goombay. Nice to have known you. You were my big kick. But I'm checking out Goombay. You tried no trick. You found the new chick. But I was too slick. I'm in the know. You got to go. The kick is on due. It's too bad. Oh, please have to miss out like this.